Every promise in the book is mine.
Every chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every promise, every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. Oh, I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine.
Let's sing it once again.
Oh, every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine.
We greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think it's a great privilege to be here tonight. We want to visit the visitors in our gate, Brother Sergei and Sister Ines from Lithuania, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And also, it's very good to see Tara back. We thank the Lord for that. Let's straight away open our Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37. We start from verse 3 up to 12, then we jump to 28 to 32. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all the children because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that the father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Jacob dreamed, and Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaves stood round about, and made obedience to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, Shall thou indeed reign over us, or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hate him yet the more for his dream and for his word. Now verse 9. And he dreamed yet another dream, and he told it his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 star made obedience to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brethren envy him. But his father observed the saying. That was very good. And his brethren went to feed their father flock in Shechem. Now 28. Then there passed by midnight merchantmen. And they drew and they lifted up Joseph out the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph unto Egypt. And Reuben returned unto the pit. And behold, Joseph wasn't in the pit. And he rent his clothes. And he returned unto his brethren and said, the child is not. And I with shall I go? And they took Joseph caught and killed a kid of the goat and dipped the coat in the blood. And they set the coat of many colors and they brought it to their father and said, this have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat or no. And he knew it and said, it is my son's coat. And the evil beast hath devoured him. Joseph is without doubt read in peace. And Jacob read his clove, and put sackcloth upon his loin, and mourned for his son many days. If you turn with me in Romans chapter 8, we read just one verse then. Romans chapter 8. Just one verse there, then we. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together Amen. For good to them that love the Lord Amen. And to them whom are the called according to his purpose. Amen. Let all bow a word of prayer. Let all pray together and commit everything at the hand of the Lord. Father, once again, we come humbly. School can read these things, Father, and they can explain in a way that we can't explain. But we know one thing, that the only one who can explain it the way. Bless us all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Father, once more, we come before thy presence to thank you for the privilege that you have given to us to be in this place. Father, many people desire to be it, but they don't have the power. But you have given us a power, Father, and the grace that we shall be able to come to thy presence, Father, and speak unto thee. We have read thy word. We ask you, Father, that you shall anoint thy word, Father. You shall give the inspiration and you shall give the revelation that is between the scriptures, Father. Because without thee, Father, all men can read these things and they can translate them the way they want, but we know that there's a divine revelation between the lines, Father. That's why we draw ourselves before thee, that you shall reveal yourself in a powerful way, that this thing shall help us in our Christian life, Father. Because each of us, we come to this life with a purpose, Father. You call us, Father. You choose us before the foundation of the world, Father, that we shall be in this time and this age that we are living in, Father, it with a purpose, Father, that what you shall fulfill, what you call us in this age. We want to remember all the weekend services at thy hand, Father. All our brethren and sister who are not here, we commit them at thy hand. You know them are bound by the devil, Father, and we ask the liberty in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father. Make them free, Father, and give them chance that we shall be together in the next meeting, Father. We ask you that you shall anoint our pastor, you shall bless his family, and bless everybody, Father, that you be able to be with us through the net, Father, that you shall make known yourself to them in a special way, Father, because we believe that you have created man as a co-worker with thee, Father. That's why this moment I'm humbling myself before thee, Father, that you shall take me away, that you shall be able to speak the word of life to thy people, Father, that they may not see me. They can only see Christ living in me, Father. That will be a blessing for thy people, Father. Any prayer requests unspoken, Father, we bring them all at thy hand, Father. Before even we come with them to thee, you already know them. And we ask you that your will shall be done in each of us life. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You maybe have a seat. We just want to study this chapter a bit, if the Lord willing, and we got something that it will all help us in this Christian life. Now, from the scripture that we read in Genesis chapter 37, it's speaking about Joseph. You may have read this scripture before, and you heard someone preach about it before, but we want to look at it in another angle. If we can give the title today, we can call it The Way to the Throne. Now, we saw here that Joseph, he has a dream. He dreamed this dream, and they never originated from him. He never wanted to dream them. He never wake up and make them up, no. It was something that took origin from God. God gave him the dream, and he dreamed them. And he came with them to present to his brethren, thinking that his brethren will be happy with the dream that he coming with it. But when we read the scripture, the brethren were not happy. But somehow, because God was the one who gave the dream, it must be fulfilled anyhow. But now, when God gave Joseph the dream, he never explained to Joseph how the dream will be fulfilled. And the stage that he has to take to the fulfillment of the dream, God never explained to him. There's no record in the Bible where it says God explained to Joseph that you shall do this, you shall do this. When you will see maybe these things happen, and these things happen, you know that your dream is going to the fulfillment. There was no explanation. And the prophet tells us something, that God doesn't reveal everything to his prophet. So because of some reason, God let some of the things to be done that way. And we see that he, Joseph, his father, he, being the type of God of heaven, and Joseph the type of Christ, we see that among his children, he loved Joseph more than all his children. For some reason, Joseph didn't choose it. It wasn't in his control. It was his father. And when his father wanted to prove his love to Joseph, he gave him a coat of many colors. That was the difference between Joseph and his brethren. And the coat of many color, we know what it is. It was a sign of the covenant that Jacob made between him and Joseph. And it's something that always, if you go through the Bible, when God make a covenant with someone, he give a sign. When he made a covenant with Abraham, he give him a sign of a circumcision. And something to show that there is something that is done here between God and Abraham. There is an engagement. If you think to the world that we are living in, when you make a covenant with your wife, we offer the ring. And the ring, it's a token showing that there is engagement. There is something that was made between two people. And if you look back to the Bible, you find that in the time of the Bible, in Israel, they used to give something for the woman to bear here, a tablet in the head. And it has a certain pieces of silver there. And each of them was necessary for the woman to be called a married woman. If something missing there, is something going wrong somewhere. Either she lost it or she's caught in adultery. But once it missed, she can't be taken to the husband because the husband says, I have the proof. Where is one of the pieces that is missing? But we see that somehow Jacob, he had the revelation. He knew how these things work. Because he applied it when he says, prove me your love. Because there is an act must be done there. We say love, love. It must be proof. And we can see love by act. The way we do things, the way we offer present to our dear one, the way we offer present to our wife, the way we do things, it's a proof of love. Because you can't say that there's love, love, and you never give even a penny to your wife. No. You have to do something to prove that this is love here. Now, Jacob proved his love to his son Joseph by giving him a coat of many color. And that coat of many color is the type of the Holy Spirit. Now, the coat of many color is the type of the Holy Spirit. And we know that the coat has seven colors. And those seven colors, they are colors of the rainbow. And the prophet said the rainbow is always a covenant. And we saw that Jesus Christ, in Revelation chapter 1, he said in the midst of the seven church age. And the prophet, he says, in those seven colors, there was seven church ages there. And if you find the seven church ages, there must be also seven messengers. And that where there is seven messengers, you must find also seven virtues. Now, the court has the seven virtues. Now, it has everything that you needed there. It has a faith, it has a patience, it has a knowledge, it has a brotherly love, temperance, and all those seven virtues was inside of the court. Because the court being the Holy Spirit, once you have the Holy Spirit, these things automatically come in the Holy Spirit. The seven virtues, they come together with the Holy Spirit. It doesn't separate. It comes together. Because those seven church ages, there's a seven spirit there. And those seven spirits, they are for each age and each message that God has allotted. And now we see that Joseph, being the type of the Lord Jesus Christ, he must also have them. That's why his father gave him as a token. That's why his father gave him as a sign of the proof of his love. But his brethren were not happy with it. And Joseph now, he didn't have no choice to do, because he thought that these things I have, the revelation I have now, if I share it with my brethren, I think they will be happy. But unfortunately, his brethren were not happy. They says, how come this man is young among us and he's telling us these things? But you see, the gift and the calling are without repentance. Amen. Now, when God calls someone, no matter his age, it's God that makes the choice. Amen. Now, no matter what they could do, they have to come to the time that they must bow to Joseph. Because it was the word of God to Joseph. It didn't start from Joseph. They could tie that they say now, we sell him. We will see how his dream will be fulfilled. But later on, because it didn't originate from Joseph, it must be fulfilled. And they went and they bowed down before Joseph in Genesis 45. Because it's the word of the Lord. It's spoken and it must be fulfilled. But the way that Joseph will get there to the throne, God never explained to Joseph. It's a mystery. God never tell even a single piece of the sin that will happen before he could get to the throne. But while I was meditating, while I was reading the scripture, I think that it may be this way. That the reason maybe God didn't tell him. Because sometimes if God has to tell us what we have to go through, we may withdraw. You say, no, I'm not taking that position. Because there's many things that are going with it. But God will never tell you at all what you have to go through, your Christian life. If he has to tell you, you will withdraw. Because Jesus himself, when he was before the cup, he said, Father, if it was possible, but let not my will, but thy will be done. But if he has to tell him, maybe, that you have to go through these things, maybe he will say that this is too much. I will not be able to bear. That's why God can't explain some of the things. But we find that it was a scandal in the Hebrew church. A scandal in Israel as a church. Imagine that the brethren of the same church, of the same family, and their own brother coming with such a dream. And they, without having another hidden agenda, he come and explain to them. And it become a subject of hatred. Imagine what could happen inside of the heart of Joseph. But the scripture tells us that all things work together for those that love the Lord. All things now. And we start seeing that these things, it was necessary for Joseph to get to the throne. But it wasn't an easy way. But God, why he did that? God wanted to do something inside of Joseph. That God wanted to build something inside of the life of Joseph that he can act like God himself. That God wants to bring him through those things. That he can behave himself like Christ. Because remember, on Sunday we saw it with Brother Lubanza. He said, God said, let created man in our image. Now God has his own image that he wanted the man to be like. And God here, he was planning that Joseph should get to a position of domination. A position of power. A position that his brethren and his father must be under him. You know, now God plans something. That the purpose of Joseph's life on earth. That God has something that he wanted to fulfill in the life of Joseph. But Joseph didn't know how the things will be fulfilled. Now God must use all the means that is necessary to mold Joseph to get to a stage where he can rule and reign. Where he can get in the throne. But that one, it wasn't in the hand of Joseph. That the hardest part, your life and then my life, is not in our hand. It's in the hand of God. That way, sometimes when things happen to our life, we think, why are these things happening to our life? Why are things working like this? And we will still go back to the same scripture where it says, all things work together for those that love the Lord. Now, because if it wasn't necessary, God could choose another way. I believe that there could be an easy way that God could make Joseph to get to throne in Egypt. But God didn't use it. Why God has to use this hard way? Because there could be a better way. Joseph didn't to be a slave. Joseph needed to be there, go there, and sold by his brethren. His brethren put him in the pit. And when they put him in the pit, they take his coat and give back to his father. And we know what that means. Let's read now. Matthew chapter 27. And you will see that Joseph was a perfect type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because even the Lord Jesus Christ now, before he was when he was dying, before he could go to the pit, he has to take the ghost and give back to his father. And now that the Holy Spirit and the coat of many colors is the Holy Ghost, is the type of the Holy Ghost. And it has to go back to Jacob. Now Joseph has to take it. They have to take that coat and bring it back to Jacob. That's why the Spirit of Christ, when he was dying now, he has to go back to God. Because in Matthew 27, it says, Jesus, when he had cried against with a loud voice, yield up his ghost. That which is the Holy Spirit. He yield up his ghost. He yield up that spirit to his father. And Joseph, when they were putting him in the pit, they took the coat of many color. They didn't put with him that coat in the pit. They took the coat and they took from him and go to give his father. Because they know that there's something here that these things can't go to the pit. It has to go back to the father. It's not predestinated to be there. Now there's something there that was happening. That Joseph had to go through these things. And he could look at himself. What's going on? What's going wrong with me? And there's nothing that was going wrong with Joseph. His life between him and his father. His relationship between him and God. It was perfectly right. But his brethren was anointed by another spirit. That wasn't the spirit of God. That it never been from God that they could hate his own brother. No. That God is love. But somehow that spirit has to come upon them for Joseph to get to the throne. Because if that spirit wasn't upon them, Joseph will not push himself that he must go to Egypt. No. God must raise certain condition that will bring Joseph to the glory. Now when we see Joseph now sold now, and he was sold with 20 pieces of silver. And almost the same amount of money that the Lord Jesus Christ was sold it. Now we see that the same thing happening. Why Joseph must be sold with a piece of silver? Because we know the archetype when he came. The Lord Jesus Christ, he must be sold also the same way. That to fulfill the scripture, Joseph has to go that way. That was the purpose. That was the objective that Joseph coming here on earth. But God must fulfill it. But it wasn't easy for him. No matter the things that we can go through this life, sometimes you can feel the pain. You say, if it was possible, I would find another easy way to do these things. But God never ordained it to be done that way. That's why Joseph has to go these things. That's why even in calamity, even in hard time, we must always thank God and give glory to God. When you check all left and right and find that everything is right with God, you should not worry about it. You should give praise to God. You say, Father, let your will be done inside of my life. Because many times our desire is contrary to the will of God. If you could search at Joseph's desire, he could find an easy way that these things could be fulfilled. Not this way. That he could be separated from his father that loved him. That this thing could happen in such a way that he could not understand, you see. But these, my brethren, we come from the same family. We are of the same mother and the same father. But what is happening here? All of us, the children of Jacob. If there was something that I did wrong, they could even use forgiveness. Because there is a forgiveness in Israel. There's a forgiveness among the Christian. But there, they were not able even to use forgiveness. They seemed like they were holy. Because when you can't use forgiveness, the prophet says someone that experienced pardon will use pardon. If you know what a pardon is, you will be quick to forgive. Because you know what it is. You sin, were forgiven, and you will be able to forgive someone else. Now, these people, they're supposed to know that this our brother, he wronged us. But we don't know which power that is pushing us to behave this way. Being the Hebrew children, the children of Israel, Jacob, we're supposed to behave in a proper way, in a decent manner, not selling our father, not selling our brother. But they went on and they do it because Joseph has a special mission to fulfill. He has a special purpose that he must fulfill here on earth. Now, there's no another way. Even you see that, even the things that way, the way it happened with Jonah. When God called Jonah to go to preach, when he took the easy way, God changed the things to bring him to the destination. Because there's nobody that could do that job in the place of Jonah. Now, everybody must find his position in the body of Christ. You can't take someone else's position. Now, God knows that Jonah, I predestinated him. I choose him before the foundation of the world that he must go to Nineveh and to preach them the gospel. Nobody will take a Jonah position because God predestinated him. No matter how failure he can seem to the eyes of the people, but that was the one that God chose. Now that's the same thing like Joseph. When God chose him, he may look funny to his brethren, but his brethren, they will go and do what God showed to Joseph. Because it was the word of God. You may run it for a while, but the scripture must be fulfilled. What the Lord has spoken, it must be fulfilled. It must be fulfilled. Now, that is another lesson to learn. In this Christian life, we should not fight at all. We should not fight at all. Because everything is in the hand of God. And God knows the beginning until the end. And he knows everything that has to pass. I heard one man was telling one story one day. He said there was a certain father who went to watch a film before. When he went to watch a film, he went there watching the film. At a certain place, it became like they're going to kill the actor. They said the actor is almost been killed. And he wasn't killed. And the next evening, he went and took his son. He said, let's go watch the film. When they went to watch the film, now when they want to watch the film, they get there. They come to a place where they want like to kill the actor. And the son says, Father, look what is happening here. They are killing the actor. But the father was looking the other side, eating a peanut. But the son said, why my father bringing me here? This film is so excited. Why he doesn't want to look? The reason he didn't want to look, because he knew the beginning and the end of the film. He knows that the actor will not die there. Now the same thing like God to your life and my life. Sometimes other people, when they watch your life and my life, You look like, this one is finished with this sister. It's finished with that this brother. But God, who knows the beginning and the end, he knows that it's not finished there. Amen. God knows that it's not finished there. Now to them, he say, now we finish with Joseph. That's what the scripture says. Now we're going to see how his dream will be fulfilled. But God in heaven, he says, no, there's no dot here. Here I just put a comma. There's no dot here. It's not finished with Joseph. But them, they says, we will see now how his dream is going to be fulfilled. But his dream has to be fulfilled in Egypt. And that's the place where they have to go now and bow before Joseph. Now they have to get there. But the way Joseph getting there is the mysterious way. Even you were Joseph. Even I was Joseph. And God show us the plan. The way you have to go through these things. I will say no. I will say, God, change another way. This way is tough for me. Why they have to go through these things? This thing is so serious, man. It's my own brother that they are doing these things to me. But God was developing a character in the life of Joseph. Because God wants to bring Joseph to a place of power, a place of authority, a place of ruling. If the character is not there, Joseph will not deal faithfully to his brethren. That's why God has to do something inside of your life. And in my life, that God is developing something. I will read a quote from you, from the seven church age, the Smyrna church. The prophet says, unless we suffer with him, we cannot reign with him. Now, unless we suffer with him, we cannot reign with him. Now, Joseph, there was something there that he must reign in Egypt. How can he reign without suffering? The suffering has to be first. And the prophet said, you have to suffer to reign. The reason for this is that character simply is never made without suffering. Now, character is not made without suffering. And the character God wants to develop inside of you, inside of me, as Joseph being the type of the Lord Jesus Christ, we see that Jesus himself, he has to suffer before he could reign. Before he could sit in the throne, he must go suffering first. And he came here as a human being like you and I. And he was made a little lower than the angel. It's for your sake that he should suffer headache, that he should suffer hunger, he should suffer all the pain of this life, that he can reign. Now the principle still the same, because God doesn't change. That's why we see that Joseph has to suffer this way. Why does he has to suffer this way? Because God wants to develop a character inside of him. And that is God's character. That what he wants to develop inside of him. And he said, the prophet said, character is a victory. It's not a gift. Now, character is a victory. It's not a gift. Now, where there is a victory, it must be a war. Without war, there's no victory. That's why a Christian life is not a picnic. You must fight to reign. Where there's a war, there's a victory. You can't sit down and go and get your food and say, no, it's a victory. No, you must walk first. Once you walk and you win the money, then you say it's a victory. But if you sit down, it's not a victory. You can't say, I conquer without fighting. No. If you want to conquer, you must fight first. That's why the prophet said, a character is a victory, not a gift. It's not a gift, it's a victory. Now, that's what God wants Joseph now to pass all the tests for him to have the character of God. And the prophet said, every child of God must be put in test for him to be able to sit with God. For him to be able to reign, he must be put in test. Everybody, we saw it through Abraham. He has to go through test. And we saw it, everybody. We took Moses. It's the same thing. He has to go through test. Every child of God must go through test. What about more about Joseph? Because Joseph, being the perfect type of the Lord Jesus Christ, he must go through everything that the archetype will fulfill. And we see now, He was falsely accused. And the same way that Jesus Christ, he was falsely accused. When they examined him in Matthew 27, they didn't find any wrong with him. And Joseph, there was no wrong with him. They examined him and they didn't find anything wrong with him. And he has to go to the prison now. And inside of the prison, he has two men with him. And one man was saved and one man died. And we see the same thing now happening in the cross. The Lord Jesus Christ with two men now. One thief was saved and the other one was died. And now we see that Joseph was the type of the Lord Jesus Christ now. Now for him to reign, he must have the character of God. And God wanted to develop something because he was ordained and he was born for that. His dream that God showed him that you will reign among your brethren. No matter how old Reuben is, I have established, I have predestinated to reign over him. Now they find it something that this young man now, he's taking even our better right in Israel, in the firstborn that must take control of the things. How come he's almost the last one and he wants to tell us that he will reign over us? But Joseph, he didn't tell himself. He didn't choose himself to be what he was. It was God that chose him. It was God that chose him. And something that God has chosen, and a door that God has opened, there's no man that can close it. Now God has opened that door for Joseph. No matter the hatred of his brother, there was no enough demon in hell to stop Joseph getting to the throne. And you and I, there's no enough demon that will stop us getting to the adoption. Amen. God called us for the adoption. No matter what happened, no matter how evil is this day that we are living in, it will not stop us getting to the adoption. No matter what, because the scripture says, if the day were not shortened, even the very elector will be deceived. But the elector will not be deceived because God predestinated us. And God called us for the adoption. There is no one of the elector that will be deceived without getting to the adoption. No, it's not possible. Joseph will not at all stop short in the road. He must get to a level where he sees his vision, the dream being fulfilled. And they said, this is what God showed me. This didn't originate it for me. I didn't went to a theology class. No, this is God that called me for these things. It must be fulfilled. And Joseph knew exactly that God will fulfill his things. But the way that God is going to fulfill it, he never explained it to him. That is a mystery. He never tell him. And the things that he have to go through, God never explained to him. Because God wanted to develop Christ-like character inside of Joseph. That Joseph will be able to rule. That he will be able to do that. And the prophet says, a character is a victory, not a gift. A man without character cannot reign. Because power apart from character is satanic. Is satanic. A man without Christ's nature, without character like Christ, can't reign at all. You can't have a power. You can't get to adoption. You can't get to the third pool without having a character of Christ. You can't get there. How will you reign? You will kill everybody. You'll be able to call fire from heaven to burn people for nothing. That God has to develop a character inside of someone. That's the principle of the scripture. And that's what the prophet says. Character, you say power without character is satanic. You can't have a power. You can't have the gift. And without having the character of God is satanic. Yeah. Is that what the prophet says? It's not me that's saying. And we can see now that the gift, many people has it. Satanic gift in the world. They have many of them. But they don't have the character of God. They use them for their own good. That's why you see that there's something that must happen in the life of Joseph. That the purpose of Joseph going through all these things, that God wants to develop a character inside of him. And the prophet say, but power with character is fit to rule. That's where you're getting to the adoption now. That's where you're getting to the third pool now. Where you can love even your enemy. where that maniac could come before the prophet after killing, after giving bull to a lot of preachers. When he come now before the prophet, and the prophet tell the policeman, stop him. Let him come. And the prophet says something come from inside of him. And that was the love. And the prophet says, if I were a believer, and the Lord will ask him, should I give you the 9 gift or choose between the 9 gift and the love? And the prophet say, I will choose the love. You see, that's the character that's of God. The love is the character of God. Now, God wants to develop that one inside of Joseph, that he will be able, when his brother will come to him, that when he will be able to reveal himself to them, he should not do them wrong. When the time of need come, because God has spoken, he has to fulfill. When the time of need come, he wants to do it that way. And the prophet says he wants us to share even his throne on the same basis that he overcome. Is he sit down in his father's throne, then we have to overcome to sit with him. That is the same principle. We have to overcome to sit with him. And the little temporary suffering that we got through now is not worthy to compare to the tremendous glory that will be revealed in us, when he came. Now, the same thing now. The little suffering that Joseph went through, it wasn't compared to the glory that he's sitting in the throne. That is the one at the right hand of Pharaoh. That is the one that will decide everything. Everybody was under his charge. That he has to go through these things now. It's the same way that Christ went. He has to go all this suffering now. False accuse and everything. The antitype of Joseph. That showing that he has to go all through these things. That even the people that were pressing him, and he could say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. That's where God wanted to bring us. That's where we will be able to have the power now. That we have the character and the power is in us now that we can be able to say things now. Because otherwise, we will call a lion where there's no need of calling a lion. He say, my neighbor, they give me a hard time. I should call like Elijah. I should call the animals and come destroy them. And the prophet says, when the disciple tell Jesus about these things, Jesus rebuked them because it never been the nature of God. It's never been the perfect will of God. It was the permissible will of God because he's a prophet, put him in a corner. That's why it have to happen that way, because God is love. And those children, they were innocent. But now when they remind Jesus, when Peter said, let's call the fire, the way Elijah did it, Jesus told them, the Son of Man didn't come to destroy life. He came to save life. That's the purpose of him come. Now, Joseph was sent to Egypt, not to destroy the life of his brethren, but to save the life of his brethren. But before he could get there, to have the ability to accept the very people that speak evil about him, the very people that manifest hatred about him, without a genuine cause. To get there, God must develop a character inside of him. That when he see them, he will be able to look at them. And not with anger eyes. That he could look at them with a compassion eyes. And he could say, these are my brethren. You meant it for wrong. But God sent me here for your good. You see that God has to develop something serious inside of Joseph. Because Joseph being the type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has to be that way. God has to develop that character inside of him. That when he acts toward these people, that he will be able to manifest like Christ. And the scripture tells us, he made us a kingdom of priests. That we, you and I, everybody is a priest. And the duty of the priest is to intercede on the behalf of the people. You know, if you take the priests, those priests in the Old Testament, you take the story of the tabernacle. When they have to go now inside to the Holy of Holies and to offer the sacrifice, before they could go there, the scripture tells, They must have the sixth stone he and the sixth stone he. Now, all the 12 tribe of Israel, that when they are going there, they have to go to intercede for them. No matter what happened, even they fight with Aaron in the morning, when he going to do his priesthood work, he has to pray for them. Because he can't go there inside. He say, no, the tribe of Dan, they have given me hard time. I'm taking one stone there. No. For him to go inside, he must have a 60 he and a 60 he. Then he can go inside there to intercede. That the nature you and I need to have. Because the character of Christ, what is inside of us, we will be able to pray even for our enemy. We will be able to love even the people doesn't love us. That's what the scripture says in Matthew chapter 5. That this is the nature of our Father. He loves even the people that mistreat him. That he let the sun shine. Come even from the evil and for the good. He doesn't choose who should benefit about it. Now that's the nature of God. But we have to come to that level. That's where we will have the full authority and the power. That's where is our adoption is. Our adoption, God must develop a character inside of us. That it should be our prayer. That God make me like you. And that was a molding time in the life of Joseph. God was molding him. He was a gold, but there was a lot of dust on it. That God has to take away all the dust now. And has to bring him to pain experience. Things that he could not imagine. That imagine that a woman come and accuse him falsely. And say, but I'm innocent of these things. Why do I have to go there? But Joseph, a prison is waiting for you. You have to go there because you are a great man that was chosen by God to fulfill a certain scriptures that no man can fulfill in your place. And there's no way for you to escape of it. You have to fulfill this way, the way God ordained it. And this is the only way that you can come now to the adoption. That's the only way now that you can see your brethren bowing down before thee. The moon and the star and the 12th star, they come now before you. That they could bow down now. That the only way is you have to go through this way. And if you watch that film of Joseph, I like that film so much. It's time when I watched it, it taught me a very good lesson. And even not Potiphar's wife, there was another guy that used to be in charge of Joseph before Joseph could go to the prison. He was giving Joseph a hard time. I forgot his name in the film. Hard time. But now when Joseph come out of the prison and he was made at the right hand of Pharaoh. And in the film, they show now that man coming beside and Joseph is coming. The trumpet will sound. A great man of honor, Joseph, is coming. And everybody will stand up now. And everybody stood now. And there was the guy before him that was giving Joseph a hard time. And everybody was looking now. What God and Joseph says. And the Pharaoh says, if you want this man's head to be gone, to be killed, it will be killed straight away. Say everything you look. And everybody become quiet and Joseph look. And he watch everybody and he says, pardon is greater than the hatred. He said, pardon is greater than the hatred. And Joseph didn't do anything wrong to him. And he let the man pass. He said, this is a great lesson here. This is something aspiring here. But Joseph, this man gave him a hard time in the film. But why now Joseph didn't reward evil to evil? But Joseph, maybe inside of him, the people who made the film, maybe don't know him. They know that God says in the scripture, do not reward evil to evil. You see, reward good to evil. That's a principle of the scriptures now. Now, there's something that was happening there. It was something very important. Now, Joseph has to get there because the scripture must be fulfilled now. That he has to go to the prison because he was the type of the Lord Jesus Christ, as the Lord Jesus Christ himself has to go to the prison for him to sit in the throne. And it's never been in his way because he dreamt this dream. God never explained him anything. And he has to go through these things. But you find that in through all the Bible, if you take the life of Moses, let's go to Exodus now. Exodus chapter 32. And to show you that each time God must develop a character in the life of his people. Because you can't reign without, the prophet says, power. Without the character is satanic. It's something must happen inside of you. Now we see that Moses, the first time, if you look at the beginning of the chapter of Exodus 6 and 7, you will see that Moses, the first time now, but he was in Egypt now. He went now and he killed one of the things, Egyptians, that he gave a hard time to his brethren. And later on, when he come now to do things to the people to deliver them, and he will find his brethren fighting. And he told them, why are you fighting? And the other one tell him that, you want to kill me the way you killed the Egyptians. But Moses said, these things was covered now. They want to unveil it to him. And Moses ran away from there. And these people, you get to Numbers 21. You get to number 16. These people were murmuring against Moses for no reason. Moses was there leading them according to the word of God. There was nothing that Moses taught them that wasn't in the scripture. But the amazing things is that they were not happy with Moses. But Moses was leading them now. And they gave Moses a hard time. Until now, even God himself, he was tired of them giving Moses a hard time. But look at the reaction of Moses. Despite the hard time they gave him, something that was inside there, all these things that was happening, God was bringing Moses to a test. God was bringing Moses to a place where he must see his reflection inside of the life of Moses. It's the same way as Joseph, we will see when you go back to Joseph. You find that they gave Moses a hard time. Numbers chapter 16, if you read it there. The murmur against Moses. Number 21, they murmur against God and Moses. Without any cause, Moses teach them the law, teach them the message faithful that he get from God. But you look at, these people are turning against me. Am I teaching something wrong? Moses, he never teach something wrong. He was faithful to the message that was delivered to him by God himself. Now, by the time they get, now when they get in Genesis, chapter in Exodus 32, Moses completely changed it. God was fed up. Sorry for saying that. God was fed up with them. God said, these people, I finish with them. I have nothing to do with them. They are not respecting my servant. And they are doing things that I'm not happy with them. Now I have to finish with them. Exodus chapter 32, verse 7. And the Lord said unto Moses, go, get thee down for thy people, which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt, have corrupt themselves. Now God, now he's telling Moses that Hebrew children was thy people that you brought out of Egypt. But we know that Moses is not a creator; he was a small god. It was God that created them. That's why when God loved his prophet, he gave him even his comfort. If you look at the prophet, when he went beyond the curtain of time, what the voice tell him? These are you people. He said, all these people are Branhamite. They were not Branhamite, but they was coming from his ministry. Because God gave them these things. He gave them the ministry. And he gave also all the people that was converted there. And the same language now God is using here. And showing, Moses is telling them that Hebrew children are you people. But Moses say, this is how come they are my people? I'm not a creator. I am a human like them. But God says, go get down for thy people. He said, thy people, which thou have brought us out of Egypt, has corrupted themselves. Moses never brought anybody out of Egypt. The scripture said they come out of Egypt by the mighty hand of God. Because God loved Moses. God gave Hebrew children like a property to Moses. They belong to Moses now. That the same way that when they says there in beyond the curtain of time, and they say to the prophet, if you are a Bible student, you will understand that the prophet didn't lie there. God, when he loved his prophet, he gave everything to his prophet. And he says, now, they have torn aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and they have worshipped it, and they have sacrificed thereunto, and they said, "These be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt." And the Lord said unto Moses, "I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation." God now said to Moses, "Moses, don't worry. You may think that if these people are gone, you will not be called a prophet. Because for you to be a prophet, you must have a people. But God says, I will finish with them, and I will create other people for you." But look at Moses' answer. And Moses besought the Lord, his God, and said, "Lord, why don't thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with a great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptian speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountain and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fears, wrath, and repent of this evil against thy people." Moses now is giving God a better idea what to do with these people. But God tells them, "Moses, these people have given you hard time already. They give me hard time because they are not honoring my servant." That's why we see with even Abraham on Sunday morning. He say, the prophet says, if you can't respect someone, respect even his office. Now, they didn't respect Moses. They didn't respect his office. But if you can't respect Moses as Moses, respect his office, because it's for God's sake. Now, the same Moses now, he's now pleading for God. He said, "No, you must repent." And the prophet says, I wonder many times, the prophet says, in the spoken word. In this spoken word, the prophet says, you know, presuming. He said, I wonder many times, how can Moses give God a better idea of what to do? But the prophet say, it was Christ in Moses. You see, God will have killed the whole world on one time for sin, but Christ throw himself in the breach. That the character that God want to develop inside of you and inside of me is Christ-like character. That God wants the nature of Christ be inside of you. That even when people are doing wrong, you just say, God, finish with them. Because Moses, he being a priest, he said, no, I wasn't called to call the fire for the people. I come to take these people out of Egypt and to bring them in the promised land. Because the redemption has two parts, out and in. And if I leave these people here, what will happen? It's not something good to do. But we see that before, Moses was mad with these people. He left them. But when he get to a level now, God wanted to show that this Moses has get to a place where he can rule and reign. He can get to his adoption now. That Moses will not kill anybody for any means. No, Moses, he get to a level now where I'm happy with it. And God put him in the test, as he did with the prophet. We saw it with Brother Joseph Lubanza last Sunday. When the girl and boy were kissing at the back, the prophet said, God tell him, if you say anything that will say it will happen. If to pack them there, they will go there. But now, it's the adoption now. For you to get to that place, you must have the character of God. You have to have the character of God. There's no a shortcut for it. That's why God has to do it. That Joseph, when his brethren will come before him, if Joseph didn't have the character of God, he will reward the evil to evil. But God, Joseph need something deeper than just being Joseph, than just having the dream. He has to go through stage that God will develop something important inside of his life, that God can manifest himself in a special way. That's why we see him with Moses. The prophet said he wondered a long time about this. How can Moses give God a better idea? And he finds that it was Christ inside of Moses. And we see it by fruit. Because Christ's fruit is to save the life of the people. Christ's fruit is a pardon. In Christ, there's no hatred. In Christ, there's no jealousy. In Christ, there's no wrong thing. It's all good things full of love in Christ. That the nature that once you have that coat in you of seven colors, you have seven virtues there. That's all you need. Because that coat, it represents the Holy Spirit. If you have it there, it's God in the form of the Spirit inside of you. And you will do things like God. Not when you are anointed with the Spirit of God. When the Spirit of God is living inside of you, you will manifest the nature of God. The nature of God must be manifest. When you are put into a test now, the reaction to the action now, God will see that this has reached the place where I want him to be. This is the place that I want my son to be. It's not just to do something. It's the same way, like Sister Auntie Wright, when she experienced now the third pool. The prophet said she could ask for $20 million. It shall be given unto thee. But what happened? She said the right thing. Because it was the third pool. She asked the salvation of his two boys. It was better than the million that she could have. You know, because God was developing something that the character of Christ is there. Christ is there to save. And Moses could manifest that things. He could not manufacture it, He could not manufacture it. You know when you manufacture it something? Today is good, and tomorrow is not good. The same person that was good today, tomorrow is the devil. Because you try to manufacture it. But when that thing's inside there, the nature of Christ, when we were wrong against him, but he never called us wrong. He justified us, and he made us perfect. That's the nature of Christ. Because these people totally they were wrong against Moses. And they were wrong against God. And God wants to finish with them. That these people that sometimes give you a hard time, the better way to do is to pray for them. It's pray for them. Because that's the best solution to do, is just to pray for them. Because Moses, these people give him a hard time. But he prayed for them. He said, Father, you should not kill them at all. That must be happening something here. That we see that the same thing is happening now. To Joseph. Let's go to Genesis 45. And see now that his people has to come before him now. Before Joseph, the very man that they sold, the very man that they say that we will see how his dream will be fulfilled. Now they have to come before him now. That Joseph now, how are you going to deal with these people? They did so much evil to you. If you went to the prison, because you bred and sold you. If they didn't sold you, you could not go to the prison. But the other hand is that you were born to do this job. God called you for it. The vision come from God. It didn't come from thee. But how the vision will be fulfilled? That provide the way of God. There was no another way that God could bring Joseph to the throne. Except by this hard way. This unwilling way. That he could not have chosen this way. But God must bring him to that way. And God through all the stage, all the pain that he went, all the trial, all the hard time that he went into, God was developing a character inside of Joseph. Because he knew that Joseph will reign. He must develop a character inside of him. He must get out too much. Maybe these things could happen quick. Joseph could see. You see now, I told you. My dream that you will bow down before me. But when he get to that level in Genesis 45, Joseph never used that language. He used a language of mercy because he knew that something was happening inside of his heart. He didn't see himself to be better. And listen, now Genesis 45, and Joseph, verse 4, Joseph said unto his brethren, Come near to me, I pray you. And they come near, and he said, I'm Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. I'm Joseph, your brother, that you have sold. He reminded them, but not in a bad way, that you sold me. I'm Joseph. Look at me. I'm Joseph, your brother. But listen what he said, verse 5. But now, therefore, be not grieved, not angry with yourself, that ye sold me either. For God did send me before you to preserve your life. Now, imagine if these things could happen quick in the life of Joseph. Joseph would not understand these things. That's why the scripture says everything work together. All things, wrong or good, work together for those that love the Lord. All things work together. Because sometimes we just think that all the good things that work together, no, that work for our good. All things, wrong and good, work together for those that love the Lord. All things work together. And Joseph, he in front of before them, said, do not be angry to yourself. Maybe they wanted to rent clothes. Maybe they want to kill themselves. I said, do not kill yourself. God sent me here. You didn't send me here. You just walk to help the plan of God to be fulfilled. You just walk for the fulfillment of the scripture. You didn't send me here. But before this, Joseph didn't have this great revelation. That's why the song says, we will understand it better by and by. When the morning comes, we will understand it better by and by. Things that happen to our life, certain painful experience that happen to our life, that we will not like it to happen, we will understand it one day. We will understand that God did these things for my good. Because he chose me. He called me. He did it for my good. Maybe he was molding me. Maybe he was shaping me. He wanted to bring me to a certain level that I can be like Christ. That I can act like Christ. Because Christ, we know, according to Zechariah, when he will come to reveal to his own brother. Zechariah chapter 12. The scripture tells us, they will tell him, where come this wound? Is it from the house of my friend? When he will reveal himself unto them. And there also something that you must find there. There was also there a lady there in Egypt that was looking for a husband, an Hebrew husband. And that was the lady, the elector lady. The elector lady that was looking for an Hebrew husband. Joseph there has to get a gentle bride. It's the same way that the Lord Jesus Christ has to get a gentle bride. You and I, the elector lady, that his brother has to betray him. They must sold him Judah, and they must send him out there that he could marry you and I. To see how good is the scripture. That he might take you and I. That Joseph there was a lady that waiting there. And that lady, there was no way that she could marry without Joseph. But she was in Egypt. And Joseph was there in Israel. How are they going to marry now? Joseph has to go to Egypt. And Jesus has to come to you and to me. The scripture says we never seek him. He come and to seek for us. Now Joseph went and to get a bride from there. When he gets a bride then. And verse 6. And for these 2 years has the famine been in the land. And yet there are 5 years in the which there shall neither be hearing nor harvest. And God send me before you to persevere, to preserve you a prosperity in the earth and to save your life by a great deliverance. Now Joseph understood now. Now the purpose of his life is now unveiled to him. Now he gets a revelation. Why all these things that he has to go through it. And he understood now that these things of my brother selling me, it was for my good. Now that when we get to a time, let's read Romans 8 before we close. That way sometime in our life, we get to a time, you say, but why these things happen to my life? Now, when you get to a time now, when God revealed things, and he made it known to you, you see that it was good for these things to happen. Now, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them whom are they called according to his purpose. He called you and I according to his purpose. Not to our purpose, but to God's purpose. And you and I, he, we are to fulfill the purpose of that God sent us on earth. Not our own life, that God has something that he sent us here on earth. That we must fulfill it. That the things that will happen to our life sometime, we wish that it should not happen, but God ordained them for our good, for you good and my good. And many times, we have to take these things for good. Because God knows what he's doing. God is in the boat. There's nothing out of control. God knows what he's doing. And he must develop a certain character inside of us that we shall be able to reflect the life of Christ. Because we have to get to the adoption. That you and I, our calling is not to stop short somewhere. No. It's that we must get to the adoption of the children of God. That we must get to the third pole. That the purpose of you and I accepting the message of the hour. If you don't know the reason God make us a different people, not just we shall be different from the rest of the Christian church. No. Because God has something personal that he wants to reveal it to us. To you and I. And he have something that he wants to achieve inside of your life and inside of my life. That's what God has in before the foundation of the world. And he has all the picture of what Joseph will be. And he has your picture and my picture. But the things that we have to get now, from now where we are, and to get to the adoption, God will never explain to us how we will get there. But what we need is to yield ourselves in the hand of God. And to say, God, let thy will may be done inside of my life. He never explained these things to Joseph. And he will not explain why these things are happening to us. Oh, God can't. He's not obliged to explain this thing to you and to explain it to me. Because he didn't explain to Joseph. But God was doing everything to fulfill his promise in the life of Joseph. Let's all stand now and sing the song. Then we enter into a time of prayer. That the purpose of our calling and my calling is that to get to the adoption. That God should manifest his power in this last age. That God has chosen a people that he can give them full power and authority. But before we get there, God must develop his character inside of us. That we must be like Jesus. We must have something that we can act like him. Once we get there and God see that everything is perfect now. And he said, this is the time now. And the prophet tell us, the way to the throne is the way of a suffering. A victory is not a gift, remember? It's a character. You must overcome. Let's sing a song, then we all enter a time of prayer.
They will lead me, I will go. Oh, I have learned to trust him so. Oh, and I remember, twas for me. That he was slain on
Calvary.
Oh, Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me on a way. He is the true prince of friends to me. Love to believe in.
His dear hand. Oh, His divine wings sweet to me. Hallowed by blood stained Calvary. Oh, Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me on a way. He is the truest of friends to me. I shall see Jesus, my friend of Calvary. Oh, Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. He is a true sovereign to me.
A short time of prayer. Let's speak to the Lord as He has spoken to us through the preaching of the word. Then at the end, we'll ask Brother Will to come forward and close with a word of prayer.
Nous sommes venus, nous voulons rentrer avec quelque chose édifiante. Nous voulons rentrer avec quelque chose qui nous aide afin que nous puissions manifester ta sainte parole au nom puissant de Jésus-Christ. Amen.
As we ask Brother Wilm to come forth, if you have any prayer request, I forgot to put my prayer request, just the burden. Can I remember my father in Paris is not feeling well? The Lord can do something in his behalf.
Let us pray.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this night. We thank you, Father, that you are merciful and you are kind and you are gracious unto us, Lord. Father, for we look around and we see, Lord, even those that would be unrighteous people. Those people that have no respect unto thy word, Lord, how they prosper and they are never molested year after year, Lord. But when we compare with our lives, Lord, how we try to live right, how we try, Father, to honor thy word and to live according to thy precepts, yet, Lord, it seems as if every week, every month, every year, we are having hardships and things to just trouble us from here and there, and we do not understand why these things are so. But it's your grace and mercy tonight, Lord, that you have revealed unto us through thy word. That in us you are seeking a character. A character,
Lord,
that cannot be bought with money.
Lord.
A character that cannot be obtained by education. A character that cannot be gotten, Lord, by observation, by human wisdom. But a character that comes from the molding of the potter's hand. A character, Lord, that can only be gotten, Lord, through suffering. For indeed in your word it says of our Lord Jesus Christ that through the things that he suffered learned he obedience, Lord. And so, Lord, Father, as your word's been preached, we fully submit ourselves unto thy purpose. That whatever way, Lord, that would be, Lord God, the way that you made for us to pass through, whatever it is, Lord, that you have ordained for us, Lord, to be taught, Lord, to gain a character, a godly character, Father, we fully submit ourselves unto that program, Lord.
Please, Lord.
We pray, Father, for your children that could not be with us. Lord, we pray, Lord, that, Father, you've been their portion too this night.
Please, Lord.
And that you'd bless them just as you blessed us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, Father, for our brothers that ministered the word faithfully, Lord. Brother Francois, we pray that you'd bless him, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we pray, Lord, for Brother Maxwell, Lord, as he ministers the word, that, Father, you'd bless him too.
Yes, Lord.
And you'd remember our pastor this time, Brother Andrew, that, Lord, you'd continue to use him and sharpen his vision, Lord, and use him mightily in the ministry. Father, I pray for these brethren. For the devil, when he comes to destroy, he would try to destroy from them first, Lord, that he might scatter the sheep. But I'm praying for them, Lord, that you would protect them, Lord.
Amen.
That, Father, whatever they would speak and preach to thy children would be a true representation of thy word, that it would be faithfully ministered. Please, Lord, may you grant them, Lord, a spirit that is teachable, a spirit, Lord, that continues, Lord, to submit unto you. That, Father, you might speak to your children faithfully, Lord. Please, Father, and anoint our ears too, Lord. And, Father, that we should never take for granted, Lord, the preaching of thy word in this day. For indeed a time is coming when there would be no such opportunities. Father, where we would seek to hear this word being preached, but that opportunity would have passed, Lord. So help us, Father. Lord, while we still have opportunity to esteem the preaching of thy word, to continue, Lord, to submit ourselves unto thy word. We thank you, Father, Lord, for our sister Tara that's come back safely. We thank you, Father, Lord, that Father, oh God, even her grandmother, Lord, we just pray that your will be done in all these things. And I pray for Brother Francois' father, Lord God, like yes, Lord. I would think like my own father, Lord. Yes. Please, I pray for him and ask, Lord, that you might touch him and heal him tonight, yes, Lord. Father, that your name might continue to receive glory and honor. And I would remember even Denzel.
Yes.
We don't know what's wrong with the young man coming out and going back into hospital. And
yes, Lord.
Lord, Father, I just pray for him, Lord, like
please,
he was
Lord.
My own son.
Yes,
I pray that you would heal him, Lord. And
yes,
that,
Lord.
Father, he might be once more again with full health, Lord. Please, Father, be merciful unto him. And I would like to commit our musicians to your hands.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, they are in a spiritual ministry leading your children in worship.
Mm.
Please, Father, may you continue to use them and to bless them. They've been such a blessing to us over the years.
Yes,
and we just pray, Lord, as we continue on while we wait for you, that you continue to use them, Lord, for your glory. Bless the interpreters, Lord, and bless everyone else that's put their hand
yes,
to help, Lord, in the success of the meetings. We commit the meetings on the weekend to you, Lord,
mm.
and we ask, Father, that you would continue to minister unto us, Lord. Father, we ask these things that your name may be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing the chorus and then we dismiss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
He's an answering God.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. He's an answering God.
When I pray in Jesus' name and my faith you answer came.
Hallelujah, he's an answering God,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, is an answering God.
Oh, hallelujah,
is an answering God.
When I pray in Jesus' name and my faith,
the answer came.